Hello, Ebony.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Ebony. This is Alan. We're on a recorded line here regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Not too good, but I'm okay.
That's good to hear. Well, let's proceed. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. If you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. And for some other questions, if you could just provide, to the best of your ability, okay? Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I didn't ask these same questions over and over again.
It's because we.
I would have to turn on my paperwork. I have to run it over and over again. I have to do this again. I'm sorry, literally.
It's because last time we were our conversation was cut off, so
Yeah,
we have
I'm
to,
bad. I'm sick.
make sure that it's all correct. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? And you're willing to affirm to your answer that you haven't signed any documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're looking to file this claim for yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And you said that this was the meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Other brain.
Okay, I'm sorry. And what was the date of your diagnosis? To the best of
Is
your ability.
diagnosed. I was diagnosed on February.
And February of this year?
Yes.
Okay. And is that 2/1/2024?
Yes.
Okay. And your date of birth, please.
6/17/1984.
I have 6/17/1984, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or
Yeah.
generic?
That was there.
Okay. And did you only use Depo Provera or did you also use generic? Or just
No, just
Depo?
there's just Depo.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, that is.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Well, my last day, I was diagnosed. I ended up getting the CT scan. I believe I remember it's my test date was March 23rd. 23rd, I believe, in
Okay, let me
2000.
fix that real quick. So it was 3/23/2024.
No, 3/24. That's when my first. I remember I went and had tests done. And that's when I
Meningioma.
found out I was diagnosed with the brain tumor.
The meningioma. You said you were diagnosed with meningioma 3/23/2024. Is that correct? Okay. Now, for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? So
Yes.
between you did. Okay. And approximately, when did you start using Depo Provera? Approximately.
I want to say after my third child, my third child was born in 2016.
Okay, so 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, was it beginning of the year or towards the end or middle?
It's like in the middle, honestly.
Okay,
Well,
was
at
it?
the beginning. Yeah, I was at, no, at the beginning because, yeah, I was not sure until the middle too.
Okay, would you what month would you like me to put? January, February, March, April, May.
I say May.
May, okay.
Yeah, May. Yeah,
So
it'll be.
5/1/2016 is when you started. When did you, is that correct?
Yes.
When did you approximately stopped using the the depot, the last?
Wasn't feeling too well, so I went to the doctor. I'm gonna say
It's just an approximate. It doesn't have to be the.
guess,
Because you said you were diagnosed this year, right?
yes.
So did you stop this year or did you stop last
I
year?
stopped last year. I stopped last year.
Okay, so 2023.
Yes, I stopped last year.
And was it towards the end of the year, beginning or middle?
It was the end of the year because all my stuff was,
Okay.
yeah.
Was it October, November, December, or was it September?
I can't remember.
It's just an approximate.
Yeah, my brain is like just fucked up right now.
That's okay. No worries. Was it before Thanksgiving or before Halloween?
Was before, no, Halloween. Halloween,
So
yeah.
October.
Yes.
Okay, so October, so 10/1/2023. Okay, give me one moment, please. And don't worry, okay? I'm there, that's why we're here. You know, take your time. We're here to help you. Now, for
Yeah.
verification.
Well, getting here when my daughter was here.
Okay,
If my
for.
daughter was here, she always here to help, but she's not here right now.
That's okay. Or I'm here to help you. We don't have, you know, we can take things slow and we don't have to go fast. For verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And the spelling of your legal first name?
Ebony.
Okay, so I have Ebony, that's Ebony. And then last name?
Johnson.
Okay, is that spelled Johnson? Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, and for security purposes, your social?
551-810-473.
I have to confirm 551-810-473. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then for the email, what can you kindly spell out your email, please?
It's Ebony J 929 at gmail.com.
I have EbonyJ99 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
No, 929.
Oh, nine. Okay, so sorry. So I have number 9, number 2, and number 9 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number that I have here is 510-260-9519.
Yes.
That's a mobile number, correct?
Yes.
And what's the primary address?
2445 Cypress Street.
Is that, did you say Fiker Street?
Cypress.
How do you spell that?
CYPREE. I mean PY. I mean CY, excuse me, CYPRESS. Cypress.
And what's the city?
Antioch.
Antioch. Okay. And is there a unit number, apartment number, or is it
No.
just a 2245 Cypress Street, Antioch, California?
That's it.
And that's 94509 Contra Costa County, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment. All right. Now, was the Depot Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
Okay. And how many times did you were you injected the product? Let me help you do the math here. So you started in 2016, and if you started mid 2016, so I'm assuming you got two shots in 2016. Okay, give me one second here. Let me help you out here for a sec. Give me one second, okay. So two shots, because there's four shots in a year.
Yeah, so I remember
So if you
three for
started,
sure.
you did three shots in 2016.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so in 2017, did you do four shots in 2017?
I did four that time, yes, and then I don't know,
Okay.
so I had to break out of rashes and shit and start tripping. Then my period would never stop, so that's what made me like even more like I was always bleeding or constantly bleeding.
Okay, so let's do the math here for you. So you start you, you took three shots in 2016, four shots in 2017. In 2018, did you take four shots as well?
Yes.
Okay, what about 2019? Is it four shots as well?
No, I think that's when, no.
No? Okay. Was it two or one or none?
It was, man, I believe. I really just can't remember right now. I'm stressed.
Okay.
I wish I could
We
tell
can
you.
leave that one blank, and because it's just an approximate amount. In 2020, did you have any shots?
2020?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I did go and see the doctor, and then that's why I was start complaining about all the bleeding and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
So in
it's like I
20.
just never stopped. Like every time I turn around, I was on my ministry.
Okay, so in 2020, did you do four shots or was it two shots?
Was 2 shots.
Two shots. In 2021, did you do any shots? Is it one or two? Or
Believe
no shots?
I think it was. I don't think I went for no more shots. I think I was.
Okay. And in 2022, did you do any shots?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Because
Okay.
my doctor told me I had to. So I keep
Okay.
the doctor phone in me.
Is that two or three shots or four?
It was 3.
Three. Okay. And then last year in 2023, how many shots did you have? Like two or
I
three?
had like 2 or 3. Yeah.
Okay. Do you I'll just do you want to do two or
I
three?
just put 2, hit 2. I
Two.
don't want to
Okay.
say too much, and then I
All
don't
right.
know.
I'm gonna do the math here now, and if you could please confirm it. So he did three, so that's three plus four plus four plus two plus three plus two. It's about 18 shots. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
It
And
was like
what's
11 to 12, 13 weeks. I know. Yeah, Jesus. Oh my God. Yeah, I just don't remember. Yes,
That's fine.
yes.
That's okay. No worries. By doing the math, I have 18 injection. It sounds about right, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Again, this is all to the best of your knowledge. It doesn't have to be exact. Now, what is the name of your doctor that administered the Depo Provera, to the best of your knowledge? I can look them up as well.
Kaiser, I got a Johnny Kaiser.
Kaiser,
Man.
you went to
Yes.
Kaiser?
Yes. It's Doctor Vivien10.
Oh, I see, Dr. Tam.
Yes.
And that's in Kaiser Permanente.
Yes.
And is that in Antioch?
Yes.
I see Dr. Vivian M. Tam.
Yes, that's it.
Or sorry, Dr. Vivian L. Tin.
Ten, yes.
T-I-N.
Yeah, T-I-N.
Okay, Dr. Tin. Okay. I do see Dr. Tin. And is it the 3400 Delta Fair Boulevard, Antioch, California?
I
It's the
believe so.
Kaiser Permanente, the Delta Fair medical offices. Okay. Right, give me one moment. Okay, and I do have their address here. All right. And then the phone number I also have here, the 925-977. Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Yeah, it's called the Kaiser Permanente Delta Fair Medical Offices. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And give me one moment, please. Okay. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, is it also Dr. Tin?
The one that gave me the shot?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And same facilities?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then for the pharmacy, was it also in the same place, the Kaiser Permanente and Delta Fair Medical Offices?
What do you mean, the pharmacy?
For the shots, where the shots were, the pharmacy, yeah. Where the shots were.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. And you said it was CT scan, the method of your diagnosis, correct?
Yeah, MRI. I had an MRI.
You had an MRI and a CT scan? Okay.
Yes.
And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor? Was it also Dr. Tin?
Yes.
Okay. In the same facility, correct?
No.
Okay. What's the name of the
facility? Yes, we were in the same facility for that when I was doing my MRI when I got diagnosed. But
yep. Okay.
When I had the surgery, I had to go, I believe, to Danville, Eden Medical Center, I believe. Yes.
Eden Medical
okay. Center.
Give me one moment, please. And I see that Dr. Tin is a obstetrician and gynecologist. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then prior to your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then for the treatment, you said no, right? No cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. No. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy, radiation?
No, it was a small, I was put to sleep and they just cut a hole in my brain and got the tumor out.
Okay, so you surgery.
Basically, I could say it like that, surgery. Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the name of the doctor that did the surgery again? And that's in Danville, right?
Yeah, just in Danville at Eden Medical Center.
Eden Medical Center. That's in Danville, California. And that's the one in, or is it in Castro Valley, the Eden Medical Center?
It says Danville. I know it's Danville, California. 13-20. I just looked it up. 13-20. El Camino. EL. Camino Drive.
Drive. Oh, I see. It's called Danville Center in San Ramon Valley.
No, Eden Medical Center, sir. That's
okay.
Where I was.
Let me find it real quick for you. It's okay. Let me find that. I think they just changed. Maybe they changed the location.
They probably did. They made it in the past. I don't know.
Yeah, the Eden Medical Center that I'm seeing is in Castro Valley, in Lake Chabot Road, Castro Valley, California, 94546, which is near Danville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Castro Valley is, I believe, is bordering Danville. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that's why. Yeah, Castro Valley is near Danville. Well, it's more like, Castro Valley is more like in Fairview.
Uh-huh.
Is that the right hospital? Let me just double check if there's one in Danville. Let me find it real quick. Because the one in Danville is the one in south of Alamo, right?
I believe so. Not too familiar with the area, but I believe so.
Okay. But it's Eden Medical Center.
Yes.
Medical. Yeah, so the only one that's showing up is the one in Castro Valley. Did you want me to put that one?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the name of the doctor that treat tr yeah treated you?
Dr. Tamer.
Okay, let me find the doctor real quick. Okay. Give me one second. It's Dr. Palmer.
No. T A M A R. Last name B I N Y A M I N.
Okay, I see him. All right. It's Dr. Tamar
Come on.
Binyamin.
Liamen, I can never pronounce that
That's okay. She's a neurosurgeon in Danville.
name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it Sutter Health? Well, I guess she practices both in Castro Valley
I think
and
she does.
Danville.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know about that anyway.
Let me
Y'all think the
see.
nuggets is ready.
Oh, I see the address that you were talking about. Okay, I think it's called Crow Canyon Medical Center.
Oh.
That's the one that's in 1320 El Capitan Drive, Danville, California. Is that
Yes,
the
that's it.
facility that you were
That's what
treated in?
you Go get it. Yeah, go.
Okay, just to confirm, that's the one that you were treated in, right? Crow
Yes.
Canyon Medical Center? Okay.
Yes.
I see. Okay, give me
Very
one
urgent. Yes,
second.
that's where.
Let me put the right address for you here real quick. And then we're pretty much almost done here. Okay, and then for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, and then what dates were you in the hospital for? Or what were the dates that you could remember to the best of your knowledge of what you can remember?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Because
My
you.
treatment date, I was treated on May 24th, and I was in the hospital for like 8 to 9 days.
8 to 9 days. Okay, so May. So you were treated in May 24th. Wait, sorry. March or
May.
May?
May
May?
treatment day. Yes,
Okay,
May.
so you were diagnosed in March 23rd, 2024, and then you were treated in May 24th.
24.
Okay, so January, February, March. So 5/24, 2023, all the way to, you said 8 days from then? So
Yes.
24, 25,
It's like
26,
9
27,
days. 8, 9 days.
28,
That was
29.
exactly.
So that would have been, let me just double check. So 2023, it was May. It's okay. May one. So 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you were there till May 31st or June 1st? May
May 31st.
31st.
I want to
Okay.
say it to you.
So you were in ho the hospital. You were hospitalized from May 24, 2023, all the way to May 31st, 2023. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you want to add any additional medical notes for the attorneys? If not, you can say no.
No.
Okay, all right. And then for this part, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, do you have copies of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copies of the medical records from your doctor or the medical center hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically, or both?
I have to find the paperwork, and however I can do it.
Okay, did you
Hopefully
want me to put
both.
both?
Just for both.
Okay, now for the last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Now, do you live with this emergency contact, or do you not live with this emergency contact?
I don't live with them,
Okay,
but it's my mother.
what's the name of the contact?
Idrissa, spelled IDRISSA.
Okay,
Her
last
last
name.
name, Jones.
Jones. Okay. Phone number.
510-542-7635.
Okay, just to confirm, I have Idrissa. That's spelled IDRISSA Jones, JONES.
Yes.
That's 510-542-7635.
Yes.
And this is your parent?
No, that's my daughter.
Oh, daughter. Okay.
That's my oldest daughter, yes.
Okay, so it's your child. And for the email, emergency email, do you want me to just use your same email or?
Just use my email because I don't know her email.
Okay, that's fine. And
She
then for
knows
the,
all my information, so.
okay, and then for the emergency contact address.
1810 Derby Street, Berkeley, California, 94703.
Okay, so I have 1810, that's Derby Street, Berkeley, California, 94703.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and send you the paperwork, but before I do that, I'm just going to confirm a few things with you before we proceed. And then I'm going to send you the paperwork via text message and email, and I'm going to walk you through that process. It's going to take about 1 or 2 minutes, so it's really fast. Give me one moment while I said while I send confirm one last thing with you before I send you the paperwork. And again, I'm going to walk you through that process, okay? Give me one second, please. All right, Ebony. Okay, so just to confirm with you, the spelling of your first name is Ebony Johnson, Johnson. Is that correct?
Correct.
The address is 2445 Cypress Street, Antioch, California, 94509.
Yes.
Phone number is 510-260-9519.
Yep.
That's ebonyj929 at gmail.com.
Yep.
And just to confirm, give me one second here. All right.
Oh, I got a headache.
Okay, and then one last thing to confirm with you. Give me one moment, please. Okay, and then for the social, or your date of birth, I have 6/17/1984, correct?
Yes.
And then for the social, I have 5/51/81/04/73, correct?
Yes.
All right, give me one second, please. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you this now, and I'm going to walk you through that process. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay. You're going to receive a text message and an email. Give it like about 10 seconds, and you're going to hear a ping. Go ahead and click that notification, and you'll see a link. Click that link, and I'm going to walk you through the process, okay? It takes about a minute.
Yes, I push yes, right? Do you agree to receive future emails?
Yes, and then check a box, click continue, and then you're going to see start. Click start.
It's moving a little slow. Hold on. Okay, this is what. So do I push continue on my
Yes.
email?
You can push continue, and then you might also click yes, and you might also have to check a box that says I agree to use
Right
electronic
here.
records.
I see it down here. I check the box.
And then you'll see a start after that, and then once you click start, this will direct you to the first signature field. You're going to draw your signature, or you can type your signature, and then click adopt and sign. And then you're going to click the other field, required fields, and it's going to automatically put the signature for you and click finish once you're done.
Okay.
Then I'm going to send you a text message after that.
I just signed the first one. Then I just tap that right, and there I go, and just push finish, right?
Yes, just push finish. And then once you click finish, I'm going to check on my end just to make sure it's correct. And then, okay, I do. I received the forms. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. I see your signature. Okay, I do see your signature there as well. All right. So now, give me 1 second here. 214. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text right now. Let me know when you get it. It's pretty much saying thank you so much for your time, Ebony.
Oh, it came through already.
Yep. And I said, it says that within the next 24 to 48 hours, business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you. Coming from a 214 number, this is Vigna. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from this number. I'm available during those hours. Mm-hmm. Now, if you missed the call from the attorneys, or I'm going to call you from this number and transfer you to them within the next 24 to 48 business hours, okay? Now, as far as questions goes, once they start your claim, you can ask them any questions regarding your case. They'll be able to answer, you know, properly any of your questions. But as of right now, please just be on the lookout for the next 24 to 48 business hours for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. The name is Vigna, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Ebony. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.